Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace. And we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, January the 23rd. Wednesday, January the 23rd of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Wow. Today's show, brothers and sisters, I wish it could be, you know, broadcast around the universe for everyone to be able to partake. Because today's message is going to be extremely important for your advancement. Today we're talking about how to actually change the brain's chemistry without trauma or drama. We want to talk about the power of the spirit to control the mind. We want to talk about the ability for you to change the body's chemistry, if you will, to change your own molecular structure of your DNA. This is extremely important event, extremely important show today, because today's message is for everyone that's in Groundhog's Day, so to speak. We all are reproducing the same behaviors over and over and over again, and it's extremely important for us to understand how do we stop reproducing the same behavior? How do we create from our design, from our purpose, and not from our emotion? How do we get out of our emotional past? Because the emotional past, your emotional past is causing you to lose your cash. Let me say that again. your current emotional state is being reproduced, and that emotional state was embedded or imprinted after a very traumatic or very dramatic event that impressed up on your DNA. So your DNA contains memory. Your cells have memory. The stronger the emotional experience, the deeper the impression. Let me say that again. The stronger the emotional experience that you've experienced, the deeper the emotional trauma and the drama. And so there is a habit that has been embedded inside of your DNA. So now we have to override. I have to show you, we have to break down how you are being defined by your past and how you should never do the exact same things every day that are dramatically imprinted upon the DNA, because now you are reconfirming, you are doing what is called event recall, and you are recalling the negative events, even though it is unconscious, even though it is subconscious. And so many of us engage in unproductive or unprofitable activities, and we do them automatically because they are a redundant set of experiences. They are in a redundant set of experiences. That's what we call a routine. And so many of us are engaged in different routine activities every day, and we go through our life just with this particular routine. And so we have to focus on the wins and ignore the losses. In order to change the brain's chemistry, you have to focus on the wins and you have to ignore the losses. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters, because many of us, we are engaging in a emotional set of experiences, and so the emotion creates the motion, so you start to feel, and what you are feeling creates more of that feeling. And so we are creatures of habit, all of us are, and we go through life and we don't take control of our experiences, because our experiences are a program. It is an unconscious mem. It is an unconscious program that is running behind the scenes. And our lives are programmed by this, and we call it a habit. It is automatic, and it is unconscious. Our thoughts, our behaviors, our emotions, they are required through repetition. So a habit is just something that you've done so many times that your body knows what you're going to do before the brain does. Let me say it again. A habit is something that you've done so many times that the body knows what you're going to do before the brain does. Let me say that again. The body knows what you're going to do before the brain does. That's why you should do instinctive training. When you go to the gym, you cannot do the same training over and over again, because the body knows, it sets aside a certain amount of energy because it knows what you're going to do before you do it. And the same thing happens in all other areas of the life, especially when it comes to dis-ease. And so there's emotions that were highly, highly, highly intense that are stored in your organs. These emotions are triggered by certain smells that are spells. They are triggered by certain events. So the body knows when that event happens to release that chemical. And the body chemical is usually cortisone or some other type of chemical that over time it causes either a hormonal imbalance, it causes some type of a chronic disease that is reoccurring. And you cannot figure out why this disease keeps reoccurring in the body, because the body knows that you need unconsciously this drama, this trauma, this disharmony, this dis-ease. So you have to change the brain's chemistry without trauma or drama, because you're used to, now remember, the thing that creates a deep emotional imprint, the only way that change takes place is if you access the deepest parts of the brain. But the only way for us to access the deepest parts of the brain is through trauma and through drama. So we all are used to having a really high emotional response. So it is this emotional response. The stronger the emotional experience, the stronger the DNA imprint. Since many of us have had some severe trauma or some severe drama in our life, we have a very deep emotional reaction that creates your mood. And your mood is your food. Your mood creates your temperament. Your temperament creates your personality. So right now, your personality that you have today is not based upon your design. It's based upon your past event. It's based upon trauma, and it's based upon drama. So right now, everything that you do, the way that you react to any emotion, anytime something startles you, anytime there is something that happens to you, there is a pre-programmed response that's based up on your personality trait that comes from a particular temperament, that came from a particular mood that was held for a long period of time, and that mood was the result of an emotional response to some stimuli. So every time you are emotionally stimulated, you create that mood. That mood, when maintained for a long period of time, it creates what we call your temperament. And your temperament, when it's held for a period of time, creates your personality. So right now, you automatically do something every time you're triggered. If I say something that triggers your personality, that triggers your temperament, that triggers your mood, that triggers that high emotional experience that you had when you were 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Usually in early childhood, that is a underlying program. Your body knows before the brain do, so the body automatically sends the chemical. So how do you think? If you wake up every morning and you begin to think about your problems instead of your successes, these problems are hardwired into the brain. They create memories. They create memes. So every day, if you immerse the brain in a problem instead of immersing the brain in a solution, you are feeding, you are digging, you're establishing what the Bible calls a grove in the Old Testament, G-R-O-V-E. Look up the word grove in the Old Testament. You're going to see the word ritual. You're going to see the word routine. You're going to see the same place, the same time, the same thing. So you get out of the bed on the same side of the bed. You wash your face. You brush your teeth. You take your shower. You drink your cup of coffee. You get in your car. You go to work. You got the same routine every day. That's a grove. That's a ritual. That, my brothers and sisters, is what, from a scientific, that is a DNA level or a psychological imprint that is imprinted upon the DNA. And you can't override that imprint. You can't change it. Now, if it's good, that's great. But most of the most of the DNA imprints, they're not DNA imprints that we want to keep. So I don't want to react in fear every time I see a pit bull. If I got attacked by a pit bull when I was a kid, that high emotional reaction, it was extreme. That high emotional reaction created a mood. It's called anger. I was upset because that pit bull came out and it chased me, and I ran and I ran up a tree. That my heart was beating. Adrenaline and cortisol was released in my body, and it created a heightened sense. And then afterwards, I thought about it for a period of time. Then I got into a mood. That mood, I was angry. I was pissed off because the neighbor did not put his pit bull behind the fence, and he let the pit bull out. And that event was so traumatic that it created a high emotional response in my DNA. That strong emotional experience is the reaction to the stimulation that creates my mood. Once my mood is created, that mood now becomes psychological food to the Dracos. It becomes psychological food to the nitrogen breathers. It becomes psychological food to the lizard people. It becomes psychological food to sprites, to genies, and to mojos, and to all of the disembodied spirits. So my mood is their food. My mood is their food. My mood is their food. My mood then creates my temperament. My temperament then creates my personality, and my personality is what you present to me. So what you're presenting to me is a traumatic experience that you've learned and held in the brain, that it establishes a neurological network over time that created a mood. The mood created your temperament. Your temperament created your personality. Now your personality is not yours. Now the personality that you have was given to you because of the emotional response that you had when you was 8, 9, 10 or 11. That is hardwired into the brain. So you will always react unconsciously. You don't even know it. You automatically, so remember, these programs are held inside of all of the cells in the body. That's why on the surface of the cells, you have your membrane. The word mem means memory, and brain means brain. So brain means brain. B-R-A-N-E, B-R-A-I-N, they are phonetically the same. So a membrane is a memory brain. So every traumatic event is held in the cells. And so when you hold those traumatic events inside of your cells, over time, it created something called dis-ease. It creates disharmony. And so it caused a thyroid disorder, or it caused an endocrine disorder. It causes the body to create disharmony. We call it dis-ease. So all dis-ease that's held in the body is the result of a very emotional traumatic event that happened sometime in your life that you held and you thought about. So I can remember specifically, as I've talked about on many of my shows, all of the traumatic events that happened in my life, and I held on to them. I didn't release them. And since I held on to them, over time, it created a mood. Every time I think about it, I get a mood. When I think about how I was beat when I was a little kid, my brain goes back to how I was beat when I was a little kid. It creates a mood. That mood, somebody comes by me when I'm thinking about that, hey, man, don't bother me right now, bro. You know what? I don't feel like talking. I'm a little upset right now. And they said, dog, what happened, man? Hey, it's not your fault, man. Just give me some time, man. Give me some space. That mood, when I hang on to that mood, it creates a temperament. And then that temperament, when I hang on to that temperament, that becomes my personality. I don't even know why I'm walking around and I'm pissed off every day, off all my life, because of an event that happened when I was a kid. That's everybody that's listening to this call, and in some shape, form, or fashion, that's held. Now, Wim Hof does the same thing, except he uses traumatic event called cold water. When you experience a traumatic event, it creates a neurological network of what the Bible calls a grove, a ritual. Same place, same times. It creates an embed, or what is called an imprint, inside the DNA. So now we got to create a new imprint without using trauma or drama. The only way to rewire the brain is to a traumatic event. Now, I'm not interested in creating adversity or learning from adversity. That's why nobody makes a big change in their life unless there is a traumatic event. Or let me rephrase that. Very few people can make a change in their life unless they experience a traumatic event. Very few people can make a change in their life unless they experience a traumatic event. Let me say that again. Very few people can make a change in their life unless it is a traumatic event. You go to the doctor, he says you got cancer. You got 30 days to live. All of a sudden, everything that you couldn't do, you can do. It's amazing. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. It's amazing what people can do when they are under adversity or stress. Now, what I propose and what I've learned to do is to change my brain without the drama and the trauma. I don't have to create a traumatic event anymore, because now I understand the psychology and the biology of how to control my brain on demand. And that's what I'm teaching you today. And it is very, very, very sad, because everybody on earth should be on today's call. Everybody that is doing this, everybody that has breath should be on today's call. Not because I'm some guru, just because I've had a lot of traumatic events. And the one thing that I've learned in all of my traumatic events is that they created an emotional scar. And that created a mental, a physical, or an emotional trait. That created what is called a natural predisposition. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you have a natural predisposition that overrides, that have overrode or overwritten your design. God programmed you, if you want to use that term, to operate according to his will, to operate according to a predetermined set of traits that's found inside of your name. So what the powers that be, what the little g did, is he understand how to make a biological frequency adjustment by using and creating your individual character or disposition or a tendency. He uses excitotoxins, or what is called excitability. The powers that be, they understand excitotoxins. They understand excitability establishes moodiness. Moodiness establishes temperament. Temperament establishes personality. So your personality right now that you got is not your own. You need to change it. But the problem is you don't know how to change your personality without creating a traumatic event. Everything that you do is a result of a traumatic event that happened to you sometime in your life, guaranteed. Everything that you eat, the way that you sleep, the way that you drive, the way that your relationships, oh, man. Everybody's relationship is based upon what they saw, what they learned from a negative, because we learn in negativity. Why? Pain equals compliance. Don't believe me? All you got to do is bend your knee in a direction that is not designed. Not designed. Watch what happens. Watch how fast you tap the mat. Just watch an MMA fight. The MMA fighters, they understand Tai Chi. They understand, you know, what they call Aikido. They understand arm bars and wrist locks. They understand that the wrist, the elbow, the knee, the joint, the throat, certain areas of the body that have moving parts, they are designed to move in a specific direction. If you take my elbow and you move it in a direction that is not designed, that causes something called pain. So to stop the pain, I'm willing to do the compliance. So pain equals, this is called, again, trauma-induced mind control. So I'm going to induce trauma to control your mind. So at birth, I guarantee you, you had a traumatic event. Somewhere, even as an adult, you got in a relationship, you had a traumatic event. In order to get your husband back or your wife back, you had to do something, because living without them makes you feel something. You can't stop that emotional feeling. You want the emotion to stop. You don't want the traumatic event. You want the pain to stop. But the inability to understand, how do we create events that stop pain, that stop negative programming, that stop Groundhog's Day, that brings about what is called a mean tone temperament, M-E-A-N tone. That means to change the tone of your temperament. So we have to do something that Wim Hof has learned how to do by using ice and cold, again, traumatic event, to shock the body into change. Now, you can do that. That dog hunts. However, I highly recommend that you over understand what I do and what I've learned, again, the hard way, because each of your memories that you have are connected to people and certain times and certain places. And the brain is a recording device. It records the past. So the moment that you start the day, you start thinking about the past. Each one of these memories has an emotion. Let me say it again. Each memory has an emotion. Let me say it again. Each memory has an emotion. So the moment that you recall, this is called event recall. Right now you're living in the past. You're not living in the present, and you're not living in the future. You're living in the past, because all of your events are events. Everything that you do in life is something you've done before. Can you tell me something that you've done today that you've never done before? You woke up this morning the same way you wake up every morning. You got out of the bed the same side that you get out every morning. You brush your teeth the same way that you did every morning. Everything you're doing in your life is based upon memory. So you're not living. You're in a program. You're in Groundhog's Day. When you drive to work, I guarantee you, you drove to work the same way. The way you dress the same way. Your hairstyle, same hairstyle. Everything you do is not new. Everything you do right now is a program. Now, you program yourself, and you can't get outside of the program that you program for yourself. So what I do is I create. When I go to the gym, I do instinctive training. People ask me all the time, man, I never do the same thing. Now, I would do the same workout for maybe a week, and after that, totally different. I change everything. Why? My body cannot adapt. That's what Wim Hof is doing. That's what scientists have learned, what I've been doing since I was 8. by, and this was taught to me by the big G, by the grace and mercy of God. I cannot take credit. I wish I could take credit for this, but I guarantee you everybody on earth need to hear today's message. I wish to God that there was a way that I could pipe this message to every person on earth, because everybody on earth, you're not living in the present. You're living in the past, because there is not one thing that you've done today that is brand new, that you've never done before in your life. If you've done something today that you've never done before in your entire life, never done before, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and let me know. If you've done something today before today's call, before hearing this message, if you brush your teeth different, if you shave your head, if you went to work a different way, if you bald, if you grew your hair out, if you drink coffee every morning, if you didn't drink coffee today, if you drink smoothies every day, if you did not drink a smoothie today, if you've done something today that you've never done before in your life, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I guarantee you, if you really look closely at your life, you will see that everything that you've done today, you did yesterday. In fact, if I'm a betting man, I'm a bet that everything that you do today, you've been doing the last 5, 10 years. There is nothing in your life that you've done that's original. Everything that you're doing is a program, but you program yourself, because we stopped living. We stopped experiencing life because we are afraid to live in the unknown. So the moment that you recall a previous event, you go back to that previous event. Life is not new. You're in Groundhog's Day. Now, everybody, the way you interact with your mate, I guarantee you the way you guys kiss, the way you have sex, the way you greet each other, it's the same way you've been doing for 5 years. That's why the relationship is boring and it doesn't work. See, everything that we do in life, we've programmed ourselves to do it. We call it a ritual. Well, the Bible calls it a ritual. We call it a routine. I'm not saying that it's bad or good. I'm just trying to show you how you program you. The memories in your brain, they inside your brain. You put them there. And each one of these memories are connected to people and the things in certain places and times. And so if the brain is a recording device, and it is, the moment that you start your day, each one of these memories come up. And they have an emotion attached to them. These emotions are the end product of your past experiences. Emotions are not the product of the present. Emotions are in the past. Your emotions are not in the present. Because every time you get ready to have sex, you remember the previous time you had sex, and you bring that feeling into the present. You don't create a new feeling. Every time you go out to eat, you go to the restaurant you've been there before. That's why you like it. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying, number one, we've got to identify the program. That way we can rewrite it if we want to. But we have to identify the program. See, right now, we all focus on our wins and we ignore our losses. And so the key to changing the brain without trauma, because right now we got trauma-induced mind control. All of our traumatic events have programmed our mind. So now we've got to focus on the wins. But we also have to understand the losses. So now my job is to assist you with understand the power of your spirit to control the mind and to change the chemistry of your behind. The brain is just a tool. It's the spirit. So how to change your brain waves without trauma and traumatic events. That's what we're talking about today. Now, brothers and sisters, this is where it gets really, really, really important. You have to be the solution now, not tomorrow. You got to be the solution now. That means everything that you used to doing, you got to stop doing. Right now, you got to do something that you've never done before. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Right now, you got to do things that you've never done before, because the brain and the body and every cell in your body is expecting you to eat sugar. Now, I do this all the time. That's why I do the extreme detoxes that I do. I do extremes because I know that in order to bring about trauma-induced mind control, I control the trauma. Let me say that again. Now, again, for proof, all you got to do is just, you know, listen to Wim Hof's W-I-M-H-O-F, and he used trauma to bring about and to activate his adaptive immune system. Because remember, there is nothing that you've done today that you have not, that you did not do yesterday or the day before. Everything that you're doing is a learn, is a program. I guarantee you, everything that you've done today, you've already done before. There is nothing that you're doing today that you've never, ever, ever, ever done in your life. That there's nothing. Everything you ever you're doing is a program. And so now we got to get out of the trauma-induced program of the past, and we got to do something that you have never done before, and that is be the solution. You got to live in the desire fulfilled. You got to cause the effect. Right now, the you're not the cause of the effects in your life. Everything that's happened in your life is the result of trauma-induced mind control. It's the result of a traumatic event that happened in the past. Because remember, the stronger the emotional experience, the deeper the psychological imprint. The psychological imprint, that produces your mood. That mood, that's the feeling that you have as the result of a particular emotional stimulus. Now, regardless of the emotional stimulus, it produces a reaction. The reaction that is held in the brain produces a mood. The mood, when held, now remember, when you're in a mood, somebody walked past you, you're in a mood. That's simply, hey, I don't feel like talking right now, man. Why? My brain is thinking about something that happened. Or something just happened, it pissed you off. You're in a mood. When you hold that mood, that creates a temperament. When you hold that temperament, that creates your personality. When you hold that personality, that creates your destiny and your lifestyle. So right now, everything that you're doing is the result of a traumatic event that happened in your life that created an emotional reaction. Remember, an extreme emotional reaction creates an emotion called a mood that is, if it's traumatic or if it's trauma or drama, it's held in the body. So that frequency, that wave, it messes with the thyroid. It also messes with the endocrine system, and it creates disharmony, meaning that the wave, it creates a wave imbalance inside of the body. That wave imbalance now is hardwired into the brain. Now you are stuck on the feeling of trauma and drama, but you don't call it that. You call it a routine. I know people that do what I call negative routines. I know people that watch them in the gym, and they will do a bench press and they elbows drop past their shoulder pit, which causes and transfer the weight from the chest muscle to the shoulder. The shoulder, now remember, look at both sides of your shoulder. There's a muscle called the deltoid. Now compare the size of your shoulders to the size of your chest. You will see that the chest muscles are twice as large as the shoulder. I see men rip out their shoulders and they detach their pec all the time from doing this mistake. Why? It's learned behavior. They never understood what is called biomechanics. And since now, once they have that traumatic event, then they stop. Because why? Pain equals compliance. So I want you to bring about compliance without the pain. So why wait until you get disease in the body before you make a change in your life? You do not have to wait until you get cancer to start eating right. You don't have to wait. Now, you most of us probably will, because you're going to listen to what I'm saying today, but you're not going to implement the change. Because remember, you cannot make a change neurologically. You cannot change the neurological program. You cannot change the neurological net unless there is a stronger emotion than the one that made the imprint. Let me say that again. You cannot replace a strong emotional imprint with a weak one. That's the problem. That's why I say I don't do nothing unless it's a toe-curling experience. I don't do anything unless my toes are curled. That simply means the emotion is so strong, I can override the trauma and the drama. So now I'm programmed by love, and I'm not programmed by trauma or drama. So I don't have to watch Love and Hip Hop. I don't need Facebook. I got family. Most people, when they have a traumatic event, watch what happens. What do? They post on Facebook. When I have a traumatic event, I don't post it on Facebook. You won't see no pictures of me in the hospital posted on Facebook, because I don't turn to Facebook for my emotional validation. I turn to my family. So most people, they go to Facebook for validation. They don't go to family. That's trauma-induced mind control. That's the ability to understand how trauma has programmed you for drama. So drama and trauma is what we all have. Now, let me make sure before we move on to the solution. Because right now, again, I've been talking about the problem for almost an hour, and it's extremely important. Because, see, remember, people, they don't listen to my stuff because they say it doesn't apply to them. And they in Groundhog's Day. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, man, before you disconnect and say, well, Brother Will, this doesn't apply to me, man. How to change your brain without trauma and drama? Because right now you're hooked on trauma. You're hooked on drama. How do I know? Because when you change or make a change, it's only after you experience a negative report. We cannot make change on the mountaintop. We can only change when we're in the valley. I'm the same way. I force myself to change when I'm very successful. Now, I never make a change when I'm in the valley because I reprogram myself to get off the stimulation of adrenaline and cortisol. Now, I'm hooked on dopamine and serotonin and melatonin and oxytocin. Before, I was hooked on adrenaline, and I was an adrenaline junkie because I was raised in the hood, just like pretty much most of the people listening to this show. And what Wim Hof teaches is the same thing that I was raised in. That's why I know it works. Now, I don't have to go and jump out in an airplane to get no adrenaline. I don't have to go and immerse myself or take a cold shower to shock my immune system. I don't have to do that because I was raised in an environment where my immune system was shocked every day. When my father punched me in my face, when I was hit on the back with that metal pipe, when I was forced to walk around in circles with no food. That created adrenaline and cortisone and something else. It's called adrenochrome. That's why do they kill animals in a state of fear? Because it produces something in the body. It produces a chemical. So I had that chemical produced in my body since birth. Well, really since I can remember. So I know this works. Now you may not know because you may not have the traumatic experiences. You may not have dealt with the trauma. You may not have had the cliffhangers of wondering where you was going to sleep and where you was going to live. Maybe you haven't been homeless. Maybe you didn't move 25 times. Maybe you haven't had 23 businesses. Maybe you haven't had so many adulterous affairs, you lost count. Maybe you never had a guy shooting at you as you climbing through the window after sleeping with his wife. Maybe you never had a guy stick his German Shepherd on you. Maybe you never haven't been in a fight with five men. Maybe you never been in a prison cell with a guy that has AIDS and he throw urine and feces in your face to try to infect you with AIDS. Maybe you not had the trauma and the drama that I've had to produce a brain wave and an emotion that is so extreme that it produces so much adrenaline in your body that you can freaking lift up a car, that you can bend metal. Maybe you haven't had those experiences that I've had. Maybe you have not had a strong emotional experience that was so strong that it produced any reaction that reaction stuck in the brain. That reaction was so powerful because your life flashed before your eyes because you should be dead, but you're still here. That event was so powerful that every time you think of it, it puts you in a mood. The mood is either you're angry or the mood is you're overwhelmed with the feeling of survivor's guilt because you know you should be dead, but you're alive because the dude shot at you and the guy shot at me. And it was almost point-blank range, and he missed. And I could hear the bullet as it whistled past my ear. Maybe you haven't had that experience, but that experience, it produced a mood. That mood produced a temperament. That temperament produced a personality. So my personality was molded by extreme experiences. So those extreme experiences cannot be replaced unless it's love. Or another traumatic event. So you will find yourself doing what I did, creating adversity to get that experience. Why? You are an adrenaline junkie, but you are hooked on trauma and drama. I know a lot of people that have what they call in Munchausen syndrome, which is another way, a watered down version of saying you create your own sickness because you need that drug, which is a chemical, which is an emotion. There's a lot of them, but primarily it's adrenaline and cortisone. Those chemicals we're hooked on. Some people are hooked on oxytocin. Some people, like me, hooked on dopamine or serotonin or melatonin. But the only way to get it is through trauma and drama, unless you do what I do. Why do y'all think I work out with a frequent, intense training? Why do you think I do cold turkey just stop? Because it, what does it do to my brain? So if I eat sugar, so I eat bad foods on purpose. I will go on the Atkins and I will eat nothing but meat, because meat is not a food. In fact, meat has no nutritional value whatsoever. Okay, Doc, why eat it? Meat starts to decay the moment that the animal dies, and it continues to decay until it disappears. So what you're putting in the body is ash, or you're putting in basically feces. But what does it do to the body? It forces the body to get rid of the feces. So the body has to burn. It has to increase its metabolism to fight the feces, to get it out the body. That's called ketones. Now, if you overstand, again, you can use what the devil meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. Now, I do this all day. Same thing with sex magic and sex engine. That's why I did the series on sex, sensuality, spirituality gives you superiority. Most women don't even know. I'm not even a female. But I use what women should know to bring about what I know. What does that mean? That simply means, brothers and sisters, you have to reprogram the brain without using trauma or drama. We are all stuck on this. Now, let me make sure, and thanks, J Money, for that text, brother. I appreciate that, man. How do you change your brain without trauma or drama? Now, this is personal. I'm going to try to get through this without getting emotional. Without, you know, my mother is not here because nobody taught her this. This is for my mother. I wish to God that my children could have had their grandmother. I wish on Mother's Day my mother was here so I could send her a Mother's Day card or go talk to her or hear her voice. But there was nobody there. Everything that I do, every class I teach, is what was missing in my life. My mother could not get out of her mind control. She could not get out of the trauma-induced mind control that she programmed herself. Now, again, I've asked, if you are doing something today that you've never done in your entire life, please email me and tell me what you are doing today. I guarantee you 99.999% of the people on this call, what you're going to do, what you're doing today and what you're doing tomorrow and every day, you are living in the past, because you're not creating new events. That's why I try not to never do the same thing, more than a week. Because I'm trying not to reprogram myself in another box. And everybody I know, the memories, those are your problems. Your routine, that's the problem. The way you dress, the way you eat, the way you walk, I don't care how great it is, it's still a routine, and it forces the brain to go back to the past to get the previous memory, so you're not creating new memories. Therefore, you're not accessing your spirit. You're accessing your soul. Your soul, you're disconnected from God when you create a pattern outside of his design. Your pattern must be your design. You cannot access your emotions from a memory. Right now, your brain is stimulated by memory. You got to be the solution. You got to live in the desire fulfilled. You got to be the cause of the effect. See, the moment you start feeling, you got to be the cause of that feeling. You got to be the cause of the emotion. Right now, You are creating emotions from emotions. You're not creating emotions from new events. So if I go to the gym and if I do the same bench press that I've been doing, my brain, my muscle got muscle memory. My muscle automatically goes to that weight because my muscles are used to lifting that amount of weight in that position at that time with the same gym, with the same smells, with the same frequencies, with the same people, Every time I go to the gym, I see the same people every day. They're on the same machine every day. They do the same exercise every day. They're not getting no, it's not doing the body any good. You might as well stay at home and eat a donut. Why? The body knows what you're going to do before you do it, because the body has experienced that so many times. Now it's a neurological network. Now it is trauma-induced mind control. You produce trauma, and it produced a growth in the body or what the Bible calls a grove in the Old Testament. But again, it's a ritual. Same place, same time, same position. Okay, I think I beat that horse enough. I think we've talked about the problem as much as I can. So brothers and sisters, let's talk about the solution. Now, how do you think and how do you feel creates your state of being? Let me say that again. How you think and how you feel creates your state of being. Let me say that again. How you think and how you feel creates your state of being. So your entire state of being is based upon how you think and how you feel. And since how you think is based upon what you thought yesterday, how do I know? Because there's nothing that you're doing today that you didn't do yesterday or the day before. Is there anybody who if you drink coffee every day, did you not drink coffee today? Anybody? And did you drink something that you've never tasted ever in your life? Did you drink like a Calip, if you did you drink something that was imported from Russia? I haven't. So therefore, my brain already knows. So I'm living in a program that I programmed. Every disease in your body you put there. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Every disease you put in your body because you kept thinking that whatever that emotion is that stored. And again, tell me the disease. I can tell you what it is. If it's fear, it's in your kidneys. It's in your liver. If it's anxiety, bam, it causes your blood vessels to constrict. If you are anxious, you got high blood pressure, tell me what you got. I can tell you what emotion you got. I got a 600-page book that go down every emotion. I can even tell you the frequency. For my good buddy, Dr. Will Hawkins down in Houston, who wrote the book on the frequencies that he took from Dr. Roy Raymond Rife. Now, all this is on the internet for free. You can pay me and I'll tell you too. So what am I saying, though? I'm saying that disease is because you can't let go of that emotion. Why? You don't even know it's there. It's unconscious. See, if you do not create from purpose, if you do not create from your design, not from your emotion, you got to get out of your emotional past and you got to create your emotional future. You got to immerse your brain in your future now. So my future, why y'all think I keep saying I'm a millionaire? That's my future now. My brain is creating. So I'm creating the emotions of a millionaire now. I ain't waiting until the $1 million show up in my bank. Hell, it's too late. I'm not waiting until the battle is over. I'm going to shout now. So your entire state of being is a disease state because disease is anything that's decaying, and decaying is anything that you've already done. It's in the past. God is a creator. You're his son or his daughter. So how come you're not creating? See, the reason that disease exists is because we stop creating and recreating and recreate. Every day you wake up, because every day you don't have the option of not creating because you're designed to create. Fish, they don't have the option of not swimming because they're designed to swim. Birds, they don't have the option of saying, I'm never going to fly again. Because God designed them to fly. And birds, they don't fly based upon where they've flown before. They fly, or should fly, based upon where they want to go now. So your entire state of being, when you start your day, it's in the past. So what does that mean? The past will sooner or later be your predictable future. Your programmable past is your predictable future. That's why I can tell everybody what they're going to do tomorrow. I already know, because your programmed past is your predictable future. How do you think the government know what you're going to do? How do you think they know? Predictable programming. They do this. What I know is what they know. They know that they can look at, why do you think they have Facebook? Why do you think they have Instagram? They are looking at your choices. And based upon what you do today, they know exactly what you're going to do tomorrow. So the government knows where you're going. The government knows where I'm going to be at 5 a.m., because I get up every morning at 5 and I go to the gym. So my programmable past is my predictable future. So is yours. So what if I program disease into my body? Then I can predict my disease for tomorrow. So I already know who's going to get sick. I can tell how, by what you eat today, because you're going to keep eating it. So if you believe, as I do, that your thoughts have something to do with your destiny, and they do, and you can't think greater than how you feel and how you thought in the past, meaning that if your feelings and your thoughts are not new, You become the means of your disease. You become the means of your thoughts. By the very definition of the word emotions, you're thinking in the past. And from that point of view, from that understanding, emotions are electromagnetic paths. The word EM, motions, so it's an electromagnetic, but it's not new. So you should be creating new frequencies, but you're creating old. So your old frequencies of the past is controlling the new frequencies of the future. That's how I know you'll be sick, because you were sick in the past. And you're doing the same, you're creating the same electromagnetic frequency. That means I can predict you will be sick in the future, because you have the same thinking. You got the same feeling. Because remember, what you think, what you feel, that's called a mood. That mood, that's your food. That food, you feeding yourself an electromagnetic diet. And that electromagnetic diet that you are feeding yourself, because you, according to the Bible, you should bring every thought into captivity and see if it's taking you in a direction. So every thought that I have that's not taking me in the direction of being a millionaire, I ain't thinking it. Every thought that I have that's not taking me in the direction of being healthy, I ain't thinking it. Every thought that takes me in the direction of not being wise, I ain't thinking it. Every thought that takes me in the direction of not being in a toe-curling relationship, I ain't thinking it. So I'm changing the electromagnetic thought, because I understand that I create my future. I'm the writer. I'm the director. And I'm the star of my own movie. And it's called my emotional future. So my event recall is not in the past. My event recall is in the immersed future. The future must be fulfilled now. I must live the fulfilled desire now. I must be the cause of the effect. So that's why I say I do not have the luxury, nor do I engage in negative thinking. And when somebody does, I usually disconnect. If y'all notice, at the moment you get negative and start saying, well, Brother Will, you know what? Okay, yeah, cool. It's great one-on-one, man. Well, God bless you. We'll talk with you later. Because I do not engage in electromagnetic negativity, nor do I hang around people who engage in negative, because that means you are saying you want to be sick. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not interested in cancer. Cancer is just two cells that can't communicate. So I'm saying I'm living my future now. My reality says, no, you ain't. Those two cells are not communicating. If that continues, it causes cognitive dissonance. That's called a mood. If that mood continues, that lowers my vibratory rate. That's called a temperament. And if that temperament maintains, that creates my life. That's called personality trait. So I don't want that personality trait. So guess what I do? I change the emotional experience, not the stimuli. It keeps raining, but now the rain doesn't make me feel. I control my feelings. Before it would rain, I would feel bad because I wanted to go and have a picnic. Now if it rains, I have the picnic inside. The glasses I always have full. I don't allow the rain to create a feeling that creates a mood, that creates a temperament, that creates a personality, that creates a lifestyle. I don't allow that anymore. That's how you reprogram the brain. You reprogram the brain by taking the emotion out of this experience. Take the emotion. I'm not saying don't have emotion. I'm just saying don't have negative ones. I'm just saying my emotions are always love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I have no emotions of negativity. I don't do that. Even in the face of adversity, because I don't want to program myself with trauma and drama. I want to program myself with love, joy, peace. So I'm reprogramming. I'm forcing my brain to get a new emotional stimuli. But remember, the brain does not accept a replacement that is not a higher vibration than the current. Let me say it again. The brain will not replace your current personality with a new personality unless there is a stronger emotional experience. Oh, man. That's why worship is so powerful. That's why meditation, prayer, but it's not what everybody do. Why? There's no emotion. There's no higher emotional stimulus. The body is not releasing oxytocin. It's not releasing dopamine. So when I go to the gym and I put that treadmill on 10, 15, you know, on a really high, it forces my heart to beat higher. than it did before. So it replaces, if I wanted to replace it, it releases more dopamine. So you got to have, you have to create it. Now you can create an actual event, or you can close your eyes and you can create it with your brain. You can use your imagination to replace all of the trauma and the drama in the brain. You can do it yourself. I mean, that's what I did. Now, let me make sure you understand, because people say, well, brother, I can't do that, brother. I don't know how to do that. See, we keep creating the same life. So when you grab your cell phone, what are you doing? When you go to the mall, what are you doing? When you check Facebook, what are you doing? When you go to Instagram, what are you doing? When you check what's up, what are you doing? When you check your email, when you go through and you get on your computer and you do the same ritual, the same thing, when you take that selfie, pow, and you post it on Facebook, what are you doing? Didn't you do that before? You're programming yourself. Facebook, Instagram, checking the news, it creates a feeling that you felt before that you want to feel again. How do you feel when you make that selfie and you post it on Facebook and you get 100 likes? How do you feel? Dopamine. Facebook know that. That's why they got the platform. So right now you're getting your dopamine released from Facebook or from Instagram, but you're not getting it from creating. You ain't create nothing. You ain't talk to nobody. You didn't call your mother or your father and say, see, I can't make that call to my mom and tell her that. So Facebook is replacing family. Facebook is replacing your funds. Facebook is replacing fun. We are connecting to a technology. We're not connecting to people. So now you're programming and you're replacing trauma and drama with a tech, with an app, but there's no creation. So if the government shuts down, you do not know how to create. You do not know how to be the cause of money. The government gives you money, but you need to be, because the Father is the cause. The Father said, let there be light. Bam, that was light. You should do the same thing. You should cause shizness to happen. You should be the cause of emotion. You should not get your emotion. You should not get your dopamine released from Facebook or Instagram. You should use Facebook and Instagram to give the dopamine release to other people. That's called business, purpose-based business. If you look at all my posts, they're all about shows. They're all about products. They're all about service. They're all about information. Why? Facebook works for me. I don't work for Facebook. I don't get no dopamine from Facebook. Facebook get dopamine for me. And so how do you feel? Because what you're feeling is not real. It's a program. It's Groundhog's Day. So we got to get out. So everything that's known in your life comes through a series of routine behaviors that you've been doing since birth. That got to change, because right now you are programmed yourself. It's not the government that's your enemy. It's you. You're your own enemy. Why? You keep doing the same shizness over and over again. That's why I love creating. That's why I love spontaneity. Like, remember I told you, my millionaire buddy told me about 20 years ago. He said, man, Doc, you're going to be a very wealthy man. I didn't understand. Now, he knew he could see. Remember, he was a programmer, and God was very rich, and he told him, you're going to be a very wealthy man. He said, why? Your life is unstable. Your life is chaos. You don't never do the same thing over again, dog, man. You've been, how many times you moved? 25 times in a 25-year relationship. All of this stuff you're doing, I can't predict you. I don't know where you're going to be tomorrow, what you're going to do, because what do? You live from your gut. You walk in the spirit. You don't have this huge bank account. You just make shizness up as you go. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I go to the gym until I get there. I have no idea what I'm going to say on this show until I start talking. So therefore, the government can't predict what I'm going to do, because I don't even know what I'm going to do. And so that forces the brain to create, because I don't have a past recall. I don't have event recall. In order to change the brain without trauma or suffering, you got to get rid of your event recall. That's called memories. See, your routine behavior that you got is not routine, boo-boo. It's not routine. You get out of bed, same side, everything I've been saying. You go to the toilet, coffee, you know, shower, drive, dress. Everything is the same. The same things, the same people. You push the same emotional button. That is a neurological network, and it becomes your program. So you program yourself. You just lost your free will. You don't have no free will. You're operating in Groundhog's Day. You are in your own box of your own creation. You can get out anytime you want. How do you get out? Do something you've never done before. Guess what you're going to feel? You're going to be scared to death. That's why you don't do it. Why y'all think I be telling y'all to do YouTube videos? Why you think I tell you to get on Facebook? Why you think I tell you to post shiznits on Instagram? Why I tell you to do it as cheap and as well? Women, you should post something on there with no makeup. No, you should, you know, I'm not saying you look your worst. I'm just saying do something that you've always worn makeup. Your hair's always done. Your nails are always on point. Do something different. Why? It forces a new chemical to be released in the body that overrides that, and that creates an emotion. That emotion, because it's new and you never done it before, it's going to bypass trauma. It's going to bypass drama. Now you got a new neurological network that overrides the old neurological network. I just recommend that it's love, joy, peace. I recommend that it's in your design and it's in your purpose. Why? Then you can start monetizing it because you have established a brand new way of seeing the world that overrides your unconscious program. Right now, you're operating on autopilot because it's an unconscious and it's a subconscious program. So we become totally unconscious to the program. 95-96% of the people, they're operating on memorized behaviors. You don't even know you memorized them because you don't really stop and question the behaviors. You just do them. If you really examine almost pretty much everybody that I know that have any kind of a chronic disease, I'm talking about chronic, that, you know, any kind of most chronic disease is a memorized behavior. That's how it manifests in the body. Now, as I've been talking about before, 600-page book written by Dr. Henry W. Wright that goes along with my two books that I've written on the same topic, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, who talked about this topic, Royal Raymond Rife, Jethro Kloss, Max Gershom, even Dr. Sabin. Memorized behaviors, that's called a routine. And if the routine is not wealthy, healthy, wise, and toe-curling, it's going to create uneasiness because you're not designed to live outside of wealth. You're not designed to live outside of health. You are not designed to live outside of knowing and knowledge. You are not designed to live in a bad relationship. So if you have one of those four things, you will have a disease. Just give it some time. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. If you are not wealthy, poverty is not an option. You must have more money than you need. If you don't, you're going to get sick. You're not designed by God to worry. If you worry, you're going to create disease in your body, guaranteed. If you don't believe me, just stick around. Once you've been on this planet long enough, it's going to manifest in your organs. Just give it some time. Anybody got anything going on anywhere in your body is because you are not wealthy, you are not healthy, you are not wise, and you are not in a great relationship perceived. Now, you probably are, but you think you're not. Do you know people that I know that are wealthy, they don't think they're wealthy? It's the crazy. I was talking to my daughter last night, and she was telling me what she can't do. After I seen her do things that I didn't even think. I'm more impressed with her. My oldest daughter was telling me, "Well, Dad, you know this, that, and the other. You know, Dallas is different from San Antonio. You know, more upscale, more this, that, and another." I'm like, "Boo boo, what are you talking about? You bump your head? Well, you know." And again, I told her she gets a pass because, you know, hey, she is 8-9 months pregnant. So I said, "Okay, Shada, you get a pass. Talk to me after the baby's born." Like, "What you talking is cray cray. Like we don't do limits." Like, how the hell you got a business now that makes more money than I do? You travel all over Dallas. You got a freaking staff. You doing all of this stuff, and you talking about you can't do this? Like, what? For real? So you see how we got to be careful, because even though you're doing great, in your brain, you could perceive greatness as weakness. Oh, brothers and sisters, the enemy's smooth, but you got to be smoother. How do you go into the deepest part of your brain? The power of your spirit to use your mind to control your body. That's what I'm talking about. The power of God's spirit downloaded into your mind controls your behind. You got to get rid of the memorized set of behaviors that you got. That program that you're in, that Groundhog's Day, those are emotional, hardwired beliefs and perceptions. They are hardwired into your DNA. They are hardwired into your brain because you put them there. So guess what? If you put them there, you can take them out. That's why there's no problem outside of the self. It ain't the government. It ain't the white man. So when Kanye West says that Negroes were slaves for 100 years voluntarily, I understand what he's saying. Now, I know that's deep. That's way past most people's ability to understand, but I understand. Like right now what Donald Trump is doing, there's a positive and a negative. This wall shut down the government. The government is still working, still running. So all those people that are out of jobs, most of those people that are out of jobs, those are what they call fluff jobs. What does that mean? How come they say they are, like the IRS, they called in all essential personnel? Now, I got three family members that work for the federal government. They are all still working. Why? They are essential personnel. So what the people that's not working, those are non-essential personnel. So if they're non-essential, why the hell are they even there? See, we got big government. So the benefit, now remember, firemen, they run in the direction of fire. That's me. Problem. Government shutdown. People out of work. Everybody, oh, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. The sky is falling. Me, man, this is great. There's 800,000 people that need my course because they need to start their own business. They don't need to go back to their jobs because they're not essential. What Donald Trump did was get rid of big government. Now, I ain't for Donald Trump. Personally, I don't like the dude. However, he ain't stupid. Maybe he just stumbled upon this by accident. But again, to me, take what the enemy meant for evil. Use it for good. Government shut down. 800 people out of jobs. That 800,000 people, they need to figure out how to find their purpose because the government worked for the government. You are non-essential, brother. You're non-essential. That means that we just got you here because we had extra money. So we just hired on. So we just built them. I'm not for a big government. I don't know about y'all. I'm not for a big government. Hey, if I can create on my own, there's 800,000 people. Now, again, I don't like the way by which they lost their jobs. I think they should have left with servants' pay, a year's salary, and all this stuff to give them time to recreate. But all I'm simply saying, you're a creator, man. You're a creator. If you lost your job because of the government shutdown, then you need to email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you're a federal employee, man, I give you some kind of big discount or something. Why? So you can learn how to recreate. You don't need no freaking government to hand food you. You're a man. You're a woman. You're a king. You're a queen. They think you're non-essential. Show them that you are essential. Show them that their government can't function without you. Guess what? I guarantee you, you ain't laid off. My sister, who's the head of the Federal Highway Department, guess what? She working right now. Mother, sister, that's head of the Goodwill and that's over all the hiring and the veteran program, that's a government-funded program, guess what? She's at work right now. My brother that does, he's over aircraft maintenance and keeping the planes in the sky and whatever and been there for like freaking 30 years. All of them been on their jobs for like 30 years. Guess what? They all work for the government. Guess what? All of them are at work right now. Why? They are essential. So everybody that's laid off from this government shutdown, they are non-essential. That tells me they ain't needed. They should never go back to work. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't leave without no money. They should leave at least with a year's salary, at least. So give them time to recreate themselves. And they can take part of that. They can pay me $1,000, join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. Within a year, they can start a whole new business without the government, and they can become essential. Guess what? Can't nobody lay me off, brother, from what I do because nobody hired me. I'm created by the Father to do what I do. So are you. You got to rewire your brain. See, they got hooked on a government titty, and then now they don't know what to do. Now, I'm not saying I'm for the way Donald Trump does business. That's not what I'm saying. I ain't saying I'm for all of this stuff was whack. You just don't just cut down on the freaking government because you have. I'm not saying all of that. But again, me, the glass is always full. Why? I write the narrative. Don't let Donald Trump write your story, brother. Don't let the government, don't let no man or woman, black or white, write and control your life. Donald Trump or the government doesn't control whether I eat or not. They don't control whether I go on vacation or not. No man or woman controls me. The Father, I take my orders from God, not man. That's my belief. That's my perception. Therefore, I bring about what I think about. What is your belief? What is your perception? I recommend that you oscillate and vibrate in the highest possible good. Get out of Groundhog's Day. Stop suffering. Stop the trauma. Notice nothing happened until trauma and drama. They lost jobs. Traumatic. Oh, all of a sudden, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Why y'all can't create? Why they wait till they get laid off? Now, me too. I've been learning through trauma. That's why I'm doing today's show. I got tired of pain compliance. I don't want to wait until God has to administer pain to get me to move. God, you can just tell me, what you need me to do? Okay, do shows and write books, help people? Okay, you don't have to bust me in the head with a 2x4 to get me to move. I'm going to move while I'm sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas. I'm going to make every decision while sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas in my laptops, and I'm going to have my house shoes on and my freaking slippers and, you know, in my Speedos or something. I ain't creating no more from adversity. You ain't got to hit me in the head. You ain't got to send me counseling to get me to eat right. You know what I'm saying? I'm good, God. I'm going to learn on the mountaintop. That's how we have to change, because we're not programmed to create from a place of prosperity. We're programmed to create from a place of adversity. The only time God gets your attention is when you're sick. It was when you're in the valley, when you're in the desert, when you're out like the children of Egypt. God, why'd you leave us out here to the desert to dry, to die? Oh, we might as well go back to Egypt. I ain't going back. It's time, brothers and sisters, to change your perceptions and your reality. See, you function just like a computer program. So when a person says that, man, I ain't going to never make no money, bam, you just wrote your program. Your speech is your program. When you say, oh, man, I can't never get a man, bam, you ain't going to never get no man. When you say, oh, man, I'm not saying you ain't got no man. I'm not saying that your knee hurting. When you say, damn, my knee's hurting, man, you just wrote the program. Knee, keep hurting. What am I saying? Focus on the wins, ignore the losses. Focus on the success, ignore the pain. My knee hurting. Okay, what can I do to make it not hurt? Focus on whatever that is. Whatever you do, focus on the solution, not the problem. Be the solution. Immerse the brain in the solution today. So let's say the solution is, you know, it's going to take me 30 days to get to the solution. Okay, don't wait 30 days. Feel the feeling of being 30 days today. I'm not going to wait until I got $1 million in the bank to act, walk, talk, breathe, live like a millionaire. I'm a millionaire today. Why? I just chose to be one. You can make the same decision today. You got to wait for $1 million to manifest in your bank? Man, think. What does it feel like to be a millionaire? If you don't know, do what I did. Go find some millionaires, hang out with them. You know what they do? They don't look at price tags when they go shopping. They also smart. You won't see them blowing their money. Those seven things I talked about in the last show, you don't see millionaires violating those seven things. You don't see millionaires just blowing their time. You don't see millionaires just sitting around watching Love and Hip Hop. They are always creating, because they understand how to control their mind. See, I want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. But my whole body was programmed differently, so I had to make some changes. And that's what I did. And the changes that I made, guess what happened? Bam, they manifested in my life. So now, this is what I teach everybody. So you have to go beyond the analytical mind, because it separates you from your conscious mind. Your analytical mind, that's what I talked about. Remember the show I did? S-T-O-P, stop. Stop the over-processing. If you're 7, if you're 11, right now, you keep running the same script because you keep thinking about, oh, man, he cheated. That sorry mother, I can't believe he cheated on me. And guess what happened? The brain released the chemicals that you felt when he cheated. And so you sit there every day, you watch Lifetime movies, and you think about, oh, man, I remember the time he cheated. That sorry mother, he did. I can't believe he did. And then you go through all of the emotion, and you're just creating. So the next man, when he comes in, guess what he's going to do? He's going to cheat too. Why? You programmed him to cheat. Because God, what are you doing? You are creating from your emotion. You're not creating from your design. I create from purpose. I don't create from emotion. I don't get emotional. Ooh, Bitcoin is coming out. Ooh, Bitcoin is great. Yeah, let's go invest in Bitcoin. Where's Bitcoin at now? How come I don't hear nobody talking about Bitcoin? I know everybody who called me and say, Doc, what about Bitcoin? I told them, dude, don't. But guess what? They all invested. Guess what? Everyone, $40, $30, $50, $100,000 gone. And I told all them Negroes, don't invest in Bitcoin. Nobody listened to me. They all went and invested in Bitcoin. All of them lost money. I don't know one person who made a dime in Bitcoin. Now, I ain't no prophet. I'm just not emotional. I ain't going to jump on no freaking fanfare. I ain't going to jump on no freaking a wave that's coming in the piles. Oh, skinny jeans is in. You ain't going to see me wearing no damn skinny jeans. Skinny jeans going to be in today. They're going to be out tomorrow. It's a whim. I got purpose. I create from purpose. I create stuff on purpose. not on no freaking advertising, you know, emotional roller coaster. My business is not cyclical. I got a product and a service and information that is needed every day. Everybody, they may not know they need purpose. I don't create from a traumatic, scared place. I create from a place of abundance. I don't wait until my PayPal account get empty before I write a new book or do a new show. I create every day because I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the freaking purpose. I'm not in it for the emotional. I don't post shizness on Facebook to get likes. I could care less about how many people like my post. I post because it got relevance. I post because it's purpose-based. I post from my design, not from my emotion. I'm not on Facebook talking about my emotions. Who cares about my emotions? I don't even care about my own emotions, less known yours. I'm not an emotional person. I don't do emotional triggers. I do purpose. I do design. I do kingdom. I promote what God says to promote. I create what God says to create. So should you. You got to get past your analytical mind. You got to get down to the place where you can begin to practice how to change the brain waves and slow them down. And the way that you do that is by tapping into your own operating system. Your operating system is what I gave you inside of your Dear Canary report. Now, I'm going to do one of the clients, Sister Addie, did a – she wrote her own, and it was so concise. And I asked her, can I share this with the group? So everybody's part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You'll be receiving, this document that was so, I was like, wow, I was blown away. And she listened to what I said, and she actually did. She wrote down a 3 to 7 word statement for each of the statements using the executive statement consists of all 4 numbers, but the words behind them. She wrote that down. The dream statement is whatever your life path number is. So if your life path number is -6, so my dream statement would be I dream about what? Compassion. So every morning I wake up, I dream about creating a place of love and compassion. The mission statement is the expression number. My expression number is 3. So every day what I want to express is creativity. That's what I do. The purpose statement is the soul urge. My soul urges 3. So in my soul, my mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, I want to create. So my soul urge, my purpose statement is to create. My vision is my outer personality number. My vision is 9. What do I see? I see kings and queens. I see royalty. Is that what I say every day? This is so accurate. Oh, I read what she wrote, and I just almost burst into tears. It was so simple. God is so precise. He leaves nothing to guess. The Bible says God has given us everything that we need for life and godliness. So if I go outside of those 12 statements, I'm inviting sickness into my body. Why would I do that? Only way I can do that is Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Sickness. That's why we die. So my goal statement is the first number of the 2 numbers that make up my number 6, which is 3-3. So my goal statement and my objective statement, I can write a 3 to 7 word sentence or statement based upon the 2 numbers that make up my life path number. Now, I'm going to do a whole class using her example because the one I do is about 200 pages. And like everything I do is over the top. So we need something concise and simple. What she has is 1-2 pages, just like the circle. And it goes into detail, and it tells you specifically and exactly what you should be doing. That is where you create from. Create your emotional future in your emotional present. And you create your emotion from your purpose or your design, not from your emotional past. Right now, you are creating using emotions from the past. They tell you, sit down, meditate, think about past success. Well, that's great, but I'm not interested in my past success. I want what God wants for me, and I have not created that yet. I can't go in the past and see myself as a millionaire. I wasn't a millionaire in the past. So you see how I got set up? Because I did what everybody said, oh, create a vision board, oh, do a mantra, oh, sit down and just, you know, imagine yourself, go and look at your past successes, which is great if you want to create what you created in the past. Since I was not a millionaire in the past, if I go back to my past, I'm bringing the emotions from my past, and the emotions from my past are tapped out at $200,000, $300,000. Now, that's great, but that doesn't get me to my million. So I can't go back like all the self-help books teach. I have to create by going into God's future for me and bring it into my present for me. Just like it says in Hebrews 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for. I say I'm hoping for 1 million. Well, faith is you got 1 million. Okay. Where's it at? In your brain. So I'm a millionaire internally. And guess what's going to happen? That's going to create the million externally. So, brothers and sisters, most people wait for trauma and drama before they create. So all of our lives is made up of tragedy because those events, they hold the most power. And that's how we change our mind. But today and from the day forward, we're going to create from a state of joy and inspiration. Create from a place of joy, and inspiration instead of a place of pain and frustration. So right now, I want you to think right now. If you think right now of your design, not your emotion, your design is that circle that I gave you that has your life. That's why this, what I do is so important. I'm not bragging. I'm not better than anybody else. All I know is January the 1st of 2009, I was at a place, like I said, I can talk about it because there's no emotional attachment that is negative. Now, just like when I look at what Donald Trump is doing, I see the positive. It creates positive emotion because I see a government that is slimmer, that's more effective. I see process improvement when I see what Donald Trump. So I see my perspective is different from everybody else's. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it's how I see. So when I talk about my past events and y'all think and I get emotional, I'm not emotional from a place of pain. I'm emotional from a place of joy. I'm thankful for that event because it made me the man that I am today. So now I count it all joy that I fell into various trials and temptations because it worked out patience for me. Now I understand God's design is better than my mind. So I replace my mind with God's design, or I align my mind with God's design. And God's design for me is 6339. So everything I do, my mind, when it goes outside of that, I say, mind, get back over here. Because as long as you are creating from your design and not your emotion, you are immersed in the presence of God. So I don't have to go to church. I don't need no worship music. I don't have to, you know, sing Kumbaya. I'm in the presence of the King because the King is inside of me in the form of my design. So I found that the deepest, darkest places in my brain and how powerful they were. And I realized that, man, these traumatic events created a hold on my personality because it created my personality. So I'm the result of all the traumatic events, every disease, every problem that I had. And the two major problems that I had was, you know, again, with the dental and the fact that, you know, I would say feet, even though it's not, they don't hurt, I don't have no problem. But the fungus that I had on my toe, which is the result of depression and oppression. And it manifested in my body. So when I researched it, and oppression and depression, where it manifests is in tooth decay and foot problems. Those are the only two problems I've ever had in my life. So your problem that you have is the result of the emotion that you got stored in the body in the form of a mood. But remember, it started off as a reaction to stimuli. Okay, mama died. Or again, I got, you know, beat as a kid. Then I had an emotional reaction. After the beating was over, I said, remember, I told you guys, nobody in my family has ever seen me cry. And I would get beat until they said, boy, you're going to cry. And she would keep beating me until I cried. And I would never cry. She would get tired first. and then I would walk away, and then I would cry. That held in my body produced tooth decay in my mouth and fungus in my toes. Because that emotion, that intense emotion held in my body, created a mood that said, I want to put my hands on her throat. And that mood created a temperament. That temperament was little badass Willie. That temperament created my personality. My personality was picking up 2x4s and hitting people in the head. That was all created because of my emotional response to what happened to me as a child. Now, I create my own emotional response. Government shut down. How do I respond? Ooh, we got a slim. We're going to streamline the government. All the non-essential personnel are going home. Only the essential. Well, we just need the essential personnel anyway. How about we retrain the non-essential people into essential personnel? How about, okay, let's not fire them. Nobody lose their job. We make all non-essential essential. How about we just have essential people running shit? That's called process improvement. How about we do that? So now I understand how to create from a place of love. I love everybody. I don't want nobody to be in employment. So let's retrain them, give them jobs. First, let's give them a bonus. Let's thank them for their service. Don't send them out there and just have them struggling during the holidays and all of this stuff. That's wrong. So let's take what was meant for evil and turn around and use for good. That is the power of the spirit to control the mind and change the body. That's what I teach. That's the Kingdom in Ash Training Center, because that's how the King does it. So brothers and sisters, from today forward, challenge everything that you do. Because what you're doing is a program. You're programming from the way that you comb your hair to the way I'm not saying that you change it. I'm just saying be conscious of it. And if you decide to brush your teeth differently, do it. If you decide to create differently, step outside the program. It's going to feel very uncomfortable. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's called walking by faith. Because guess what? God gives us our bread daily. It's not weekly or monthly. And it's very interesting because guess what? I get paid daily. I go to my PayPal account. Hey, sold another book today. Daily. My bread is daily. Now, I'm like you. I would prefer to have my bread weekly. How about monthly? Better yet, how about I just get my bread in a lump sum every year? That would be awesome. But guess what? That creates lethargy. Now, it's okay if you get it that way. How do you react? Still keep the mind of a creator, even though you don't need to create. Bam. That's the meal ticket. What am I saying? Act like and create like you don't have money, even though you are a billionaire. What am I saying? Act like you're in perfect health, even though the doctor says you ain't. What am I saying? Act like you ain't got no problems and you got all knowledge, even though you don't even know how to add. Or if you're like me, you're functionally literate. You can barely read and write, but go out and write 50 books. Act like your relationship is the greatest relationship on the planet. Treat your man or your woman like they are the only man or they're the only woman on earth, even though they're not. Act as if, brothers. Act as if, sisters. That's how you rewire. How do you change your brain without trauma? Act as if your joy is fulfilled. Because that's the word bliss. That the joy of heaven downloaded into the body of a man. The Father is begging you. He's asking you. The Father is pleading right now for you to act as if you're wealthy, even though reality may say different. The Father is begging you to act as if you're healthy, even though your body may say something different. The Father is begging you to act as if you are all-knowing, even though we know you don't know the solution to every problem on earth. The Father is begging you to act as if you got a perfect relationship with Him, with yourself, and with everybody else on the planet. The Father is asking you to act as if because you bring about what you act about. Act wealthy, you will be wealthy. Act healthy, you will be healthy. Act wise, you will be wise. And act like you're in a toe-curling relationship, and you will be. Brothers and sisters, I am acting as if. I am Master Teacher 33. And I've been acting like Master Teacher 33 for so long, I am Master Teacher 33. I've been acting like a millionaire for so long, I am a millionaire. I've been acting like I'm healthy. I've been playing the part for so long that my body and everything around me, the molecular structure of the universe, now has been molded by my mind that gets its instructions from my spirit that's aligned with God's mind. I've changed the molecular structure of the universe to fit into the thoughts that's held in my brain that comes from the word of God. I've changed my reality to fit my mentality. I did that with the help and the leading of the Ruach and the Pneuma. And if I can do it, I know damn well you can do it. Change your reality with your mentality. Align your design with God's mind and watch how much you shine. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name, he has a name that's written on his thigh that no man can pronounce. And may the Ruach, the Pneuma, that set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, I guarantee it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flows. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so